connected thread is hypocrisy. Practice. Keep speaking. The best bet is to go directly to the worst trigger traumas, which is this narrative that was created on literally on day one, our first date, and the words. Anyway, the words were, let's do it differently. Because he said it. I didn't want to be loved for my money. And I thought, oh, well, that's different. And my understanding of the world had all just been abuse and using each other and people that weren't good friends and people that weren't going to stand up for each other, specifically women, not standing up for women, protecting men, protecting their mates, best friends. And I guess my comparison was, well, this is better. This is different. Thinking that everyone is like this, because that was my experience moving from Michigan to Chicago. I got a good eyeful in Chicago, the city of vice, I like to call it. And then I saw and learned about what exactly abuse and power is when it's in the healthcare system, the education system, the legal system, the Chicago Police Department, charities and companies, and the Chicago Teacher Union, and many more, who are using the fact that most of us are not exposed to this kind of stuff, nor have the understanding, so we have to rely on you, charities and companies, to tell us. And then, of course, technology and how technology has changed from 2009, because this person was in a tech field and I said, oh my goodness, this isn't gonna work. That's the one thing I do not like. They put a camera in my face to take a photo of me and I absolutely said no. I've been practicing consent for a long time, but for them to understand it, I had to say why it was such a problem. So they knew and they contained that trauma privately. Well, there are cases with people need to know some things, and that's where this all starts. Da-da-da. Sorry, now we're gonna do the hypocrisy bit.
And what is it that they don't want to do? They don't want to go home. They don't want to keep celebrating the same people over and over and think they receive nothing. It's a nuisance. It's financial. And that's why when I saw the check that was reimbursement for your plane ticket for a reunion, your whole story fell apart and you never talked about that bit again because you got caught. I said, oh, are you an idiot? Why would you show me this? You've been telling me this story, how it's not fair, how everything's unequal. And isn't that the story of Spare, treating your kids differently? But no, great privilege. This is a uniqueness that you don't squander. It's a platform to basically create things in life that you can handle any trauma because you're gonna do good. What does that mean to people? What is the definition of good? Because I lost that word. And I am now ready to talk about how and why.
Hello and welcome to day one of the written portion of this curriculum. Very simply, as soon as I meet a goal, I go on to the next goal. I already have dropped the seed because I write the IEPs. And if you hear me rhythmically drop in and out of poetry, you'll know that that was my safest, most private place. Gee, and who stole my poetry notebook in college? My roommate. She's a woman. You can only live with women. I was denied living with some of my friends who were of a different sexuality. So, wow, have times have changed. I'm pretty sure that's not a problem anymore. So every generation has its hardships, its heartache, and things that make us. Remember, you get one life to make. Do it right. One ride. What else do you need to know to decide? Deadlines and getting this done. So, the table of contents will be out of order, non-linear, but the only non-linear thing you'll see. As triggers pop up, I'll be putting them out in the universe in all the ways I can find. Because it'll take time. I'm going to try. I created how many spaces to play in? How many spaces to slay in? How many spaces to spray what I have to say? Because I promised myself the goal is to speak every day. What was the one profession that forced me to speak when, quite frankly, I'm not really a big fan of that? I think people overuse and, you know, contaminate the energy around you with so many useless, vapid, superficial words. So that is all I'm going to do. You have to figure out how to organize a writing project after you figure out its purpose. And the purpose is to remind myself never worthless, because that was the words that were coming in after non-consent and what it does to you psychologically. And then what I did to survive, I flipped it with the people around me using their words and why auditorily I used to be an auditory or learner. Not anymore. I used to be a visual learner. Hell no. The sensory visual triggers are way too much. And that's why the stuff I used to see that pulled me in and drew me close are not there anymore. And that's art, unfortunately. That's literature, unfortunately. That's plays and drama with all those expressions on their faces. I had to let all that go. Why? Because if it's important to me now, post
assaults and post-exposure to the worst people ever,
then you'll know.
All right, we're gonna do a deep search for things that I can't find
in my home and get rid of a lot of stuff. We'll call it a purge.
So the first book that was stolen from me was my poetry book in college by women, more than one, bullies.
I don't like the way you talk about people, your gossip, and your emotional instability at times. And I was already exposed to the worst person out there with unstable emotions. It goes back to her. So gender in this story is really important. Don't forget. So I have a plan. I have a deadline. And now we'll just start looking for those documents. Because if I don't fill them out today, I'll have to wait another week. And that's when you sense, no way. That's the outrage, because people die
every day around the world.
I'll look for those forms, because I went online to reprint and I can't find them. So just gotta keep looking.
Oh, it is recording. All right, so very simple technological things that you might use every day is actually very difficult for a population of people. We'll call them concussed, all right? Doesn't make sense to me, it's too abstract. So what do you have to do about that? Well, learn it, and learn it with safe people, not assholes, period.
And that's it. I said it. I'm not a visual learner. I'm not an auditory learner. I put the words out in the universe and it came back and hit me in the face. Boom.
Like a boomerang.
Hit you in your face and teeth don't speak. Boomerang went boom. That's me and Neptune around the living room because we zoom to planets. And how many worlds are there going to be that you have to get through until you reach your enlightenment, your realization that, oh my God, I don't have to keep living like this? Amazing.
I did say that, but clearly no. The trick is to use what you're not good at anymore to your advantage, which is to apply it to the worst. So no,
the best part about me is I know how I learn and I know how to self-motivate and get things done.
I know this, if I doubt it, the words of others have told me throughout being a special educator, especially with one child that was severe and profound and there's a couple kids that were nonverbal. How do you teach them reading and writing? Seriously, they're not speaking to you in their thoughts and you have to make them write and now they have fine motor issues on top of that.
Well, gee. Where do you get started?
And then you don't believe in the dreams that you had for yourself, which is, I feel like, the most offensive act of all as an educator.
Yes, even some rock and roll.
Because that's Doc X.
And the warning. Whoa, this city already is messed up. And that's why I said to this person, it's super sexual, Chicago. It's all a city of vice and temptation. And people that think they can come here and do whatever they want. So the words were, do you want to ride home back to Michigan? We're from the same neighborhood.
Absolutely not. And maybe my first stand up against what I absolutely abhor, hypocrisy. And I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I knew to reject it. And that's that optics thing. So boom, boom, boom.
Who
is doing it to you?
I'll tell you what they did to me, how I handled it, and how I offered them a chance to deal with it privately. Because that's all the survivor, victim, patient needs.
Patience.
Thank you. And if you like and follow, then perhaps you can start a conversation and you too can be invited to share your story to help others. And I would like to attach charity because your causes are my causes. That's how the not-for-profit got started.
That's how advocacy got started.
But the people I thought I could trust the most were the ones that should not have trusted at all. But now it's flipped to PT.
Thank you.
SD.
Duh.
Because of the fact that I said these words to a friend and that friend was able to validate, okay, I'm kind of understanding this. I just want to be very clear about this point and my clear communication isn't that hard. So thank you, friend out there. And whilst I have enjoyed listening to your trauma and tribulation, I don't think I have the mind or body to absorb it, to want to be around it because I'm
fortunately
because of women
recently.
The stuff I gave to them in their hour of need, oh my God, it's bullshit. So let's start with somebody calling me up, crying, sobbing.
Didn't even dawn on me, like, where are your other friends that are closer, that are not claustrophobic, what's the word, stuck in your house, concussed, what?
So yeah, I dropped everything, like I did in college for a handful of girls and a handful of people in high school. And that's the point. I'm the friend that you call when you need something, but I'm also the friend that's on a tier, and apparently that doesn't really matter. How can you make that be so insignificant and unimportant and not special?
I will be picking up these stories of women later, but that's it.
I can continue discussing it, or I can start writing it and breaking those patterns, because I'm not an auditory listener anymore. It's too much noise, and it just goes on replay again and again. And you have to stop. You have to allow the body to say enough is enough. So I like what I heard here, and that's when you recognize it's the character of people. Whatever their gender is, it just happens to be because I'm a girl, I have girlfriends. And then through time and experience and events, you learn, wow, this is kind of fakey fake. But I supported you guys all throughout whatever until the traumatic brain injury that didn't allow me to shove it back inside, and the connections were. I think being a behavioralist, I could not unlearn, unsee that the use of these characteristics of women were just not something I wanted to be a part of. So whatever your gender is, I will reject those characteristics that they just happen to be more common in women. I don't know why, or maybe I do know why, or maybe that's the point. Let's investigate. And then the women who were genuine and awesome and really struggling with things, we lost touch over time, but I was really super triggering from various parts of your trauma.
Being called a friend over and over, and then hearing stories of how you have few girlfriends, but then you're not using the definition of a friend in the way, it's just the word. And so I wanted to create those boundaries, and it worked out because they eventually told me, you're the greatest therapist ever. Ding, ding, ding. I got it. That's why this is an icky feeling. It's not reciprocated. And then the ultimate opposite of a girlfriend, the people that ditch you, and why I took a little bit of ownership of a woman being ditched at this event and then told the next day that she was out looking for drugs, when I'm like, no, you just ditched her. This is the first conversation we ever had, and that conversation's on replay. That's what I'm saying. I gotta be able to just write this, because I could talk and talk and talk about it, or I could write it one time and be done with it, hopefully.
Yeah, so visually I can see that. So I guess I am a visual learner still. Nope, just catch the behavior so you can recognize the thought and everything else. Wow, my skin's really dry. Let's get back to that child, severely and profoundly disabled, being neglected and abused by one person in particular, but then also the community that allowed it to happen.
And I kept saying, I know those boundaries. There's something here that's not connecting. Words.
Maybe because of all these people telling me how they wanted a friend, and I'm thinking, again. Yeah, we use that word too loosely, a true friend, someone that will be there for you in the end. And I know exactly how to define it, because like I stated, I've been practicing consent a long time.
Respond to this? That's infuriating. What do you mean? I can't tell you what to say and do.
It's not just sexual. It's how you treat others and how you expect others to treat you. So I found the purpose of this traumatic brain injury.